taking action. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The White House defending President Biden's actions on inflation.
When asked if COVID relief money could have helped drive inflation, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president believes the pandemic and Russia's war are to blame, that the American Rescue Plan was critical.
And without it, the economy would have gotten worse. People would not have been able to put food on the table. We would not have 100% of schools open today. So no, he does not think that is the driver.
When pressed on gas prices, Psaki repeated what the president has done thus far, but added,
when there is enough oil out there in the market, oil prices come down, as we've seen them come down, and gas prices should also come down. And that is something that Americans should be watching closely and be clear about where we're seeing price hikes come from.
The price of crude while she spoke was just under $100 a barrel.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, whose plan to cut inflation the president called extreme this morning, said it's the Democrats' agenda that's hurting American families, and he said no amount of spin can change that. Polls closing in about a half hour in West Virginia, where voters could decide tonight who will continue to represent them in Congress.
The 2020 census shrank West Virginia's House delegation from 3 to 2 seats. That means GOP incumbents David McKinley and Alexander Mooney will go head-to-head for one of them. The winner will face either Angela Dwyer or Barry Wendell, who face off for the Democratic nod. The race for the other seat sees Republican incumbent Carol Miller with a primary challenge, the winner moving on to face Democrat Eugene Watson in November.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Watson is seeking to become the state's first black member of Congress. After a 2-day trial, celebrity chef Mario Batali has been found not guilty of sexual misconduct after a criminal trial in Boston. A woman had accused Batali of forcibly kissing and groping her in 2017 at his restaurant. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The investigation continues into an attack on a pro-life organization in Salem, Oregon.
Police in Kaiser say 2 Molotov cocktails were thrown at the building for anti-abortion organization Oregon Right to Life Sunday after one or more people tried to break a window, saying no one was inside and there was minimal damage. The group thanking responders, saying it's committed to protecting the safety of its staff. Police recently responding to a similar arson at an anti-abortion group's office in Madison, Wisconsin, and vandalisms at 2 Colorado Catholic churches. The incidents days after someone leaked a U.S. Supreme Court draft opinion suggesting the court may soon overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision legalizing abortion. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The American Library Association, the American Federation of Teachers, and more than a dozen other organizations have formed a coalition to fight the nationwide wave of book bans and challenges. Unite Against Book Bans also includes publishers. The Library Association reported last month it tracked nearly 1,600 attempts to ban books in 2021, the highest since it began recording challenges more than 20 years ago. And it says it's time policymakers understand the severity of the issue. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady will have a new gig when he decides to retire again as a football analyst.
Fox Sports tweeted, "We are pleased to announce that immediately following his playing career, 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady will be joining us at Fox Sports as our lead analyst." Brady, who turns 45 this August, tweeted, "Excited, but a lot of unfinished business on the field with the Buccaneers." Brady, once retired from playing, for good, will step into the Fox NFL broadcast booth with lead play-by-play announcer Kevin Burkhardt. During an earnings call Tuesday, Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch announced Brady will be an ambassador for Fox, a focus on client and promotional initiatives.
Fox's Jared Max. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.